Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Well, from missing luggage to car parking at the airport, whatever your questions, queries, thoughts, opinions, anything you want to get off your chest today about Dublin Airport, Graham McQueen, who is the Media Relations Manager with Dublin Airport Authority, is with me today to answer them all. Graham, good afternoon. How are you?
Hi, Andrea. Very well, thanks.
It's 087 1400 106. That's the number for your media questions, queries. Send them in to us. Even voice notes if you want. Give us a shout, 1800 453 106. It must be a busy job, Graham.
It's a busy job. It's a busy airport. It never sleeps, really. We're coming into the really busy time of the year. The weekend just gone was our busiest of the year so far. So, yeah, and it only gets busier from here.
I was there, actually, last weekend. I was dreading now 5 p.m. on a bank holiday Friday. I thought this is going to be absolute carnage. But you'll be delighted to know I'd nothing to complain or give out about. We flew through security in about 7 minutes.
That's what I like to hear.
Terminal Andrea, one. Yeah, no, I was very impressed with that and no issues coming back on Sunday. And my friend was actually driving and she could only get parked in the blue car park, which it is probably, I mean, I always get the bus or I would taxi to the airport. I haven't drove to the airport in years and years. I couldn't think when I last did. The blue car park is it's the furthest away, isn't it? It's probably a bit of a trek, I imagine, for some customers.
It's the furthest away, but I mean, from car to the airport, you're talking 7-8 minutes. It's not too bad.
Okay.
It is a good option for some people. That's the cheapest car park as well. So it's obviously very popular at this time of year.
I've no doubt we're going to get plenty of messages about that. But it works on the kind of supply demand parking. That's the structure, isn't it?
Exactly. We've got about 23,000 spaces on the campus. We can't magic up any more than that. So we've got to sweat those car parking spaces as much as we can. Quick Park, or the former Quick Park site, is obviously still closed. And that's 6,000 spaces. If we had those spaces available to the market, it would ease the pressure significantly. Mm. But until those spaces come back on, we're very tight. We've got to make sure that those who want to park, those who really need to park at the airport, can do so.
Where is that at the minute? Your desire to get the queue park?
We put in a bid to buy it. That bid was accepted, but the competition authority rejected that bid. So we've walked away from that now. We are looking at any option we can to increase the amount of car parking spaces at the airport, because I think we owe our passengers as many car parking spaces as we can. But we hit some hard walls on that one, though, because the Fingal County Development Plan states that we can't have any more car parking. So we're very limited in what we can do, but we are trying our best, certainly.
Okay. Now, loads of listener questions. Voice notes, calls, send them in to us. Texter has booked their parking space in the Express Red long-term zone car park in July. Am I guaranteed my space will be there when I arrive?
Yeah, if you've got a booking, you're absolutely guaranteed. So yeah, you can arrive and park freely, yeah.
No queries at all. Once it's booked, that's it, you're in.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, once you've got your booking, and I would urge people, if you are flying this summer, there are days in July, August already that are booking up.
Oh, so, are they? So all 23,000 spots?
Yeah, get online and try and book them as quick as you can. You get the cheapest rate possible available at that time, but also you're going to guarantee yourself a space. It is going to get very busy over the coming months.
Yeah, but are all three car parks opened at all times? Because I know when my friend booked the blue one, it was because the green wasn't open and red was booked out.
Yeah, the green typically is open weekends and bank holidays, things like that, but in a summer like this, we'll look to use that as much as we possibly can. If we can get it open, we absolutely will.
Listener has a question on Dublin Airport. I have an 8-year-old son with autism. I'm wondering what's the best way to get through the airport, because he's not great with queues and loud noises.
Yeah, if you go on the website, you can fill out a form and get a lanyard, which is especially for people with hidden disabilities. So it does take a couple of weeks for that to go through, but apply on the website and that'll come through to you, and that allows you to skip the queues and get through the airport nice and quickly.
Okay, and which website now? Is that
The Dublin Airport website. Yeah, if you go onto that, you'll find it. And do you know what we'll do? We'll put a tweet out this afternoon as well on the social accounts to make sure people can find that who are listening in today.
Oh, great. Brilliant. And that means that you won't have to stand in the long queues. And if you... Is there a criteria around who can get this lanyard, or how does it?
Yeah, you would probably need a note from your doctor or something like that as part of that process, because what we did find in the past when we opened it to everyone, it's open to abuse, and we want to make sure that the right people get it, that the system's not saturated by people who don't really need it but are just taking advantage. So the other thing to look out for in the airport, and we're just about to open a new one of these, is we've got special autism rooms in both terminals now, so T1 and T2. They are quiet spaces full of you know, sensory friendly things in those rooms. So go into there before the flight, calms everyone down, and really, really popular, not just with kids, but some adults use it as well.
Yeah. Okay, good. And that, do you need to book a spot in that room?
No, you don't need to book it.
It's just the lanyard you need to book.
You can just use them on the day.
And you need a few weeks to pre-book the...
Yeah, a few weeks, but there is an email address there, prm@daa.ie. So if you are in a last minute hurry, get in contact with the team on prm@daa.ie and they'll look after you.
Okay. 087 1400 106 is the number. Now, what's the story with liquids at Dublin Airport at the minute? Can you bring anything or is it the same rules as always? I've heard mixed reports of things being checked.
Yeah, for the moment, still prepare as normal in terms of liquids. We're rolling out the new C3 scanners. We're almost there in T2. We'll be finished T2 by October this year. T1's taking a bit longer. It'll be October next year before we're done there. The regulations are very strict around this. We can't lift the 100 mil regulation until all the scanners are in both terminals. So for the moment, prepare as normal. About 50% of our passengers this summer, they will go through one of the scanners. And if you do get to use one of those scanners...
The new ones, they're great.
The new ones, yes. Yeah. So the team will tell you when you arrive there at your screening lane, whether you're using a new scanner. You can leave your liquids in your bag, but you may not get to use one of those new scanners. So just prepare for both scenarios. That means keep your liquids under 100 mil so that if you are asked to take them out, you won't have any issues.
Okay. Can the DAA not sort more parking? Because I live in Swords, I'm a resident, I already have people parking in my estate. It's blocking us in. They're leaving their cars for anything from a weekend up to 2 weeks. It's a fair point.
Look, we would love to have more parking available, but as I was explaining, we simply can't at the moment. In terms of that situation, if people are parking in your estate, unfortunately, there's nothing we can do, but certainly be contacting the police or the local council and looking for the guys who enforce that to come in and take some action.
So just, get them clamped, basically, is it, if they're illegally parked?
Yeah, I mean, I would do that if there was parking in my street. I live near a train station, and that's certainly what we would do.
Can you please ask the DAA, will they be engaging with communities in Fingal and Meath about the flight paths that they're using from the north runway? The disturbance and the noise is causing a lot of anger with so many people in Fingal and Meath.
Yeah, look, I think that's an ongoing one. We've got our team out in the community every week of the year, chatting to people, trying to make things better. In terms of moving the flight paths, it's not easily done. It's a process that would take a number of years if we were going to do that route. And the problem you have around Dublin Airport is if you move it, you're simply moving that noise to someone else. So it might solve your listener's problem, but the person down the road would then be impacted. So it is something we wouldn't rule it out, but it's something that takes a lot of consideration and a bit of time as well.
Okay, 087 1400 106 is the number. Am I too late to book assistance for this weekend? My mum hurt her back and we're due to fly on Friday.
No, you should be fine. If you go on the website again, you'll be able to book that. But if you're there on the day, you could even just arrive at the OCS desk in both terminals. That's well signposted. Just arrive up there. The advantage of booking in advance, though, is that you'll get taken through quicker. It can take a wee bit longer if you're just arriving on the day. But the options is there to do that as well.
Yeah, for that listener, I've actually had to use that service before. It's very easy to do. You can do it and just download the app, isn't it? And you can.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's really good. It's really popular with if you've got older people travelling through, particularly if you're flying from one of the Ryanair gates, it's quite a bit
some
of a
walk.
Some
of them are far, if you're 113 or something like that, they're at the far end.
Even for a man like me in my 40s, I struggle with it sometimes. So it's definitely one to keep in mind if you're travelling with small kids or people who are maybe not as firm on their feet as they used to be.
Yeah, just for that texter too, actually, my own note of advice for you is that even if you feel you're booking it late now to get the assistance or the wheelchair assistance, you can actually just book the chair, and if you need to assist your mum or whoever's travelling with you, you can do that. You don't have to necessarily take the assistance, which will drop you straight at the gate.
That's right, Jen. There's loads of different options there. So we'll hopefully be able to cater for everyone.
Numerous other European airports are using AI for deep turnaround, says this texter, Graham. It's to help with faster on-stand turnaround times, monitors various turnaround sub-processes at each stand, predicts the delays, etc. Have Dublin Airport tested this new AI technology yet?
I don't know the exact answer to that one. I know we're looking at AI for all sorts of reasons in the airport. We've actually got an AI store in Terminal 1 now, whereby it's basically like walking into a vending machine. You tap your card when you go in. You go in and pick up your items and just walk out and it deducts from your card. So we are looking at AI throughout the terminals and on the airfield operation. One thing we'd need to watch though is just the regulations are really, really tight around that. So I think it's something we can certainly look at. I'll check with the team, see if it is, and maybe come back to you on that at a future date.
Mark's wondering, is the service still available that you can drop your luggage off the day before you fly?
It depends on the airline. So check with your airline in advance. Some of them do it, particularly in the summer months. It's a really handy service if they do offer it. You can come up the night before, drop off your bags. Saves a lot of hassle when you're flying the next day.
Speaking of bags, what about the issues last year and the lost luggage? Has that resolved itself, or where's that?
All good on that front. It's not something that we look after directly. Obviously, handling agents look after that on behalf of the airlines. But no, like, staffing is in a much better place. You go back to 2022 when we did have some issues. Staffing was the main issue coming out of the COVID pandemic. But things are in a much better place. I think the average return time for a bag now is something like 15, 16 minutes. So for the vast majority of people, that means by the time you get off your plane and walk through the terminal, through passport control, the bag is there waiting for you, which is what we want.
Brian in the taxi says the biggest problem at Dublin Airport is the DAA allowing cars to wait at the drop-off area every hour, every day. Thus, the drop-off queue is now going back down the road. The DAA doing this to improve the case for drop-off fee. I did notice a bit of a jam on Friday afternoon, Graham, heading up to the airport.
At busy times, it can get a bit sticky on that departures road. But just in terms of the drop-off charge, absolutely not. That's not something we're looking at. I think our CEO has committed that in his term here, which is a seven-year term, we won't be introducing drop-off charges. So that's certainly not the reason. But look, it's one I can take back to the team and see if we can sort that one out over the coming weeks.
On that, some people critical of the lack of bottle and can deposit return scheme machines in Dublin Airport. It can be wasteful and impractical and costly to consumers.
Yeah, well, you can return them in the terminals. Boots and WH Smith in both terminals receive the bottles back and you can get your 15 cent. Obviously, I think the complaint has been that some people who are at the gate can't return the bottle, so it is a bit of a walk back. So look, it's something that stays on the table for us. We'll keep looking at it. Demand for that type of service isn't that high at the moment. But, you know, we're engaging with the body which is bringing in that piece of legislation. And if we need to bring in a machine, it's something we may look to do in the future.
Alan's wondering, why is there not a better system for collecting passengers without having to leave the car in a car park? You know, like a 10-minute...
Yeah, well,
they call it kiss and fly in some airports, isn't it?
Yeah, and look, if you look at the UK, I think we're pretty well off in Dublin. We're pretty lucky. Like, you look at, I dropped off at Glasgow there recently, and it was a £6 charge just to drop in someone. So my dad, who's a tight Scotsman, didn't like that at all. So careful what we wish for here. I think it works okay. I think you know, passengers and families make the system work at the moment. I don't think it's broken by any means.
Can you please ask Graham, why does the DAA seek extra flights that exceed capacity when they know they're exceeding their planning limits? This can only result in holidaymakers being let down as the flights have to be cancelled.
Well, I don't see that. That's certainly not going to happen this summer. I mean, we've got a cap on how many passengers can go through the airport, and we're working hard to make sure that we don't breach that cap. It's 32 million. It needs to be higher. We've put in an application to get that cap lifted to 40 million, and we'd like to see that happen as soon as possible, because we see it at the moment. There's huge demand from Irish people to fly. There's huge demand for tourism and business coming into Ireland, and we want to accommodate that growth. Our team's been out there around the world at conferences recently. There's a lot of airlines looking to come to Dublin, open up routes to places like South America, into Asia, things like that. India is another route that's been mentioned. These airlines want to come here. They want to bring these routes, which is really good. I think people want those more routes. So as soon as we lift the cap, I think we'll be in a much better place.
Would it not make sense to open a second airport on the other side of the city to help alleviate traffic and flight paths on the north side?
I don't think so. No, I think we've got good regional airports here as well. Cork Airport, which sits within the DAA group, is the fastest growing airport in the country. I think we've got other great regional airports that can be used as well. But Dublin Airport's where it's at. I think we've got room to grow at the moment, and we've got a great plan to grow to 40 million in the coming years as well. So I don't see the point of splitting it. I think from a sustainability point of view, opening up another airport's probably not something we need to look at as a country. I think we need to make Dublin Airport work, make it more sustainable, and that's certainly what we're focused on at DAA.
Dexter wants you to clarify on disabled parking. It's online is always full. Do we still get a discount rate on exit? The code policy seems to have changed. Can they implement a new way of booking for parking with disabilities?
Something I can take back to the team and certainly flag with them. We are limited in the number of disabled spots that we have, and obviously we're talking about it. Car parking demand is really, really high, but you can use the intercom. You can speak with the team on the ground if you're stuck at the moment. But it is something I can take back to the team and see if there's more we can do there.
Please let me know why I was stopped at security at least 5 times out of 6. It looks like I'm being picked on.
Well... I think it's bad luck more than anything else. I mean, you're chosen at random for extra screening, unless it's something to do with the bag and the way you're packing it. Maybe look at that. But certainly not, you know, it's all done on a random basis in terms of that additional checks at security.
Finally, I'm travelling next week and I'll be taking medication with me. Will a prescription for all the medication do when going through security? I didn't think you needed to bring a prescription with you.
No, I think the best approach there is to make sure that you have it ready to come out of the bag when you're going through security. Ask the team for a red tray, put all your medication into the red tray. Same if you've got baby bottles, things like that. It's a handy tip for the summer and that'll make sure you get through nice and quick.
Okay, Graham McQueen, Media Relations with the Dublin Airport Authority. Graham, we could stay and chat for an hour.
I'll need to come back sometime.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll have to get you back, no doubt, in the middle of the summer. But thanks for your time here on Lunchtime Live.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.